This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Businesses in 98 communities as part of last year's business interruption grants. There's a new executive director for the Illinois State Board of Elections. The agency announced Bernadette Matthews will take on the role. She served as assistant executive director since 2017. The board also announced a new member, Tanya Genovese, was appointed to fill the vacancy created after the death of board member William Hain in August. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Some U.S. troops may head to Eastern Europe. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A possible show of force President Biden is considering amid fears Russia, with 100,000-plus troops at the Ukraine border, might invade.
NATO says it's sending more ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe and putting further forces on standby, with tensions running high over Ukraine. The NATO alliance says Russia is continuing to build up its military presence close to the Ukrainian border. The Biden administration says an invasion could follow at any time. The U.S. has ordered the families of American staff at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine to leave the country.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. COVID's record surge is waning in some areas, hit hard by the new Omicron variant first. But nationwide, there were another 4.7 million infections last week. That is a drop from the prior 2 weeks. Biden advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's This Week.
There may be a bit more pain and suffering with hospitalizations in those areas of the country that have not been fully vaccinated or have not gotten boosters.
There were more than 14,000 COVID deaths last week. That's an 11-month high. It's day two of a manhunt in Houston, Texas, for whoever killed a deputy constable who was shot at a traffic stop. In New York City, a police officer remains in critical condition as they plan a funeral for his partner. They were shot Friday night responding to a domestic dispute. A third officer shot and wounded the gunman. In Milwaukee, they're trying to solve a mystery after six bodies were found inside a home with no known suspects.
However, there is no information to suggest that there is a threat to the community.
And as Assistant Police Chief Paul Formolo, it's tax day. You can start sending your returns into the IRS's warning. You have a possibility of delays, urging us also to file electronically. But when it comes to passwords, all suggesting maybe use multi-factor authentication. America's listening to Fox News.
When you order your Walgreens prescriptions with same-day delivery, it's possible you'll experience some side effects. Side effects may include joy that you won't run out of your pills and disbelief at just how crazy fast the delivery came right to your door. Get your same-day prescription refill today on the Walgreens app.
To use same-day Rx delivery or 1-2 business day delivery, you must be opted into prescription status alerts. It will appear as an option if orders before that store's cutoff time for the day. Certain health plans do not cover or participate in same-day Rx delivery. Check with your health plan for further details. Excludes California.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit is a tribute to all who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, or from 9/11-related illnesses. This high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer transforms into an 1,100-square-foot exhibit, a tool to educate people about 9/11. Visit it in a city near you and join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
We earlier mentioned COVID deaths rose to an 11-month high last week. One of the victims had moved to a different state to get treatment.
Scott Kweiner, whose family had sued a Minnesota hospital over the disconnection of his ventilator before moving him to Texas for treatment, died on Saturday after a months-long battle with COVID-19. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports that Kweiner, who was unvaccinated, was being kept alive by a ventilator at Mercy Hospital north of Minneapolis. Kweiner had contracted COVID-19 in October and was flown to Texas more than a week ago for treatment at a Houston hospital. He had been in intensive care since early November with critically low oxygen levels. His family claims he had not received adequate care at Mercy Hospital, and it's not clear if they'll pursue more legal action. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
For much of last year, Americans believed President Biden was doing a good job, especially fighting COVID. Not anymore. His overall job approval down to 43% in a new Fox News poll.
60% of voters surveyed say they would vote for someone else in 2024. Perhaps more telling is that only 48% of Democrats would definitely reelect President Biden today. More than half of respondents don't like the president's handling of COVID, the economy, and foreign policy. 73% say they feel the economy is only in fair to poor condition. And 43% say inflation's effects will be a major issue for more than a year. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may drop again. Futures are falling, coming off three straight weeks of selling. In the NFL playoffs, two more thrillers. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills last night 42-36 in overtime to advance to play Cincinnati in the AFC Championship game. The Los Angeles Rams beat Tampa Bay 30-27 on a last-second field goal after the Buccaneers rallied from down 27-3 to tie it. LA will play San Francisco for the NFC title. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The start of a new year can bring many new opportunities, changes, and plans to your life. This is Brandon Barney, real estate broker with Main Place Real Estate, and if buying or selling a home is a part of the new that 2022 brings, I'm here to guide you through the process. I've helped hundreds of clients successfully reach their real estate goals, whether you're buying your first home, trading up, downsizing, or adding to your investment portfolio. So if the new year is calling you to a new home, contact me, Brandon Barney, with Main Place Real Estate, 217-620-9102.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got a slight chance of rain and snow before noon. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 40. And tonight, cloudy with a low around 9. For Tuesday, sunny and a high of 20. Wind chill values as low as negative 3. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 20. Current temperature downtown Decatur is 28 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06. This look at your weather brought to you by Brandon Barney with Main Place Real Estate. For all your real estate needs, trust Brandon to find your place.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, January 24th edition of Byers & Company. Yeti is a really interesting company, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about their billion-dollar strategy. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Are you a fan of the Yeti product?
I don't own any, so I would say no, but not anti or anything.
I mean, so it's not a you tried it and didn't like it experience. You just haven't tried it.
I've not heard anybody say anything negative about it other than maybe it's overpriced.
Okay, maybe. I will tell you that I have a lot of Yeti. And this is the old school. I've got some newer ones, but this is...
Yeah.
I will drink about three of these a day, and I'm not even sure what ounce this is.
Was it Captain or Jack or what's in there?
No, that would be illegal, on the air, my friend. No, it's water and ice. But it is the kind of, the 30 ounce, maybe, they call it Rumbler. I think I'm not even sure of the language. I have some newer ones that are black and have like the different lids and whatnot. I think they're fantastic. I have a large cooler, like not a cooler with a lid, but the kind of like big one you would set out at a big party.
Yep.
That I bought it at an auction for the Parks Foundation a few years ago. And I'm a huge fan of their product.
Nice. Yeah, heavily insulated, good marketing. I mean, everything about it seems to be good.
Yeah,
like I said, the only thing I ever hear is people are like, $300 for a coaster. You know, it's like, whatever.
Well, yeah, first of all, it's not $300 for a coaster. They've got coolers or big coolers that are that expensive. Yeah. But most of it's in the $40, $50 range. Yeah. You can get coffee mugs. You can get all sizes.
It's stuff you're using every day, you know, throughout the day. I mean, it's got to hold up.
Yeah, but the crazy thing about holding up is not to me, it's how long the ice stays in it. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm assuming that it has the two layers. So the outside layer deals with the elements and the inside layer holds the ice.
Yes. And they're out of Texas. Hmm. And I didn't really know anything about the backstory. To me, it's like, I don't get into a brand necessarily because of their cause. It's more about their product to me.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
But you can maybe find a brand through their cause sometimes, right?
Yeah. It's not a litmus test for me. I think there's a lot of people that just go, oh, this or that about everything. And I'm like, you know, does it work?
Sure.
I mean, that's the main thing for me.
Okay. As it probably should be.
You know, I'm wearing a North Face coat today, not for any political reason.
Okay.
just like the North Face coat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like Patagonia. Not because they put F Trump in the lining of the whatever. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. not, I like the product.
All right.
Now, some people might do both. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeti is something that I haven't been curious about. I mean, even though I use it, I consume it. Before this weekend, I wouldn't have been able to tell you anything about the company.
I know nothing of it.
Okay. There was a great article in the Wall Street Journal. And they literally, they started as very outdoorsy. I mean, they almost became a juggernaut by accident.
Because, camouflage and stuff like that.
Well, no, it was built for people that camped and it was a rugged sort of brand for people who lived adventurous lifestyles.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, Matt Damon, Reese Witherspoon, Kim Kardashian, other people started sort of getting into this, not as paid endorsements, because who would pay for Matt Damon at this point after that whole cringy Bitcoin thing? Have you seen that commercial?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You don't think that's horrible?
They're just trying to on-ramp more people. That's fine. Whatever.
I don't mean cringy. It's not cringy for Bitcoin. It's cringy for Matt Damon. It's just a terrible commercial.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Okay. Anyway, and then there was, I don't even know who Chris Jansen is, but in Buy Me a Boat, which has had like 148 million views. Kind of the tailgate parties, the beach. Mm-hmm. I mean, so all this stuff sort of came about accidentally.
Wow.
They started as one thing and their brand almost got hijacked, not in a negative way, but turned into something that it wasn't originally for.
Yeah, they're a mainstream brand now.
And then their hats. And this is the thing that's tough for me, right? Is that like that something becomes a brand because the hat is cool.
Mm hmm. Or simple t-shirt, same sort of thing, yeah.
Right. That's hard for me to understand why that would translate into buying a $50 thermos.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you do anything like that?
I like how some brands look when it's real simple, and so then I'll investigate their product, so probably. I'd
okay.
say so.
Well, so then the question becomes, and this was the Wall Street Journal, article, was, you know, how do you switch? You started as this thing. It turns into a way bigger audience. And then what do you do with all of that if you're Yeti? And so it was really interesting just for me to find out about some of the origins. And I just didn't know anything about it. I mean, you could have told me it was Japanese. I would have believed you. I mean, not a clue.
Yeah. I mean, they have a neat name. I like the simplicity of their logo. Their products look well made. And you can get them anywhere. And also, here's the other thing. The people that are selling them are happy to showcase them. So they're not just sitting in stores. They're in the front of stores or they're in the paid ads. I mean, it's a product that people are excited to carry.
Yeah. And they've got their YOTD, which is Yeti of the Day, you know, on their social media. So they've been pretty smart about all of this. And these are two brothers, Roy and Ryan Cedars or Ciders. It's S-E-I-D-E-R-S. They wanted literally their goal was to create the ultimate cooler for hunting and fishing adventures. Mm. And now they've become a worldwide brand.
Yeah.
I love when stuff happens organically.
It's pretty awesome.
And you get these great stories. The guy that invented Tito's, the vodka, mm-hmm. he wanted to sell enough cases to be able to play golf every day. That was his whole goal.
Cool.
I mean, literally,
right.
That was his business plan.
Sure.
If I can sell enough of this to be able to play golf every day, I'm successful. And then turned into ginormous.
Right.
There's a great book about vodka. That's all just, it's, I think the name of the book is Vodka. It tells the business model or the story behind all of the brands or the major brands of vodka, and all of them could have, they literally all got to the same place in all completely different ways.
Hmm. That's impressive. It's crazy. It's also a global thing too.
Oh, absolutely. But if you, I'm trying to read or trying to find the book. Man, there's a lot more books about vodka than I thought.
It's a lot of everything about vodka. It's pretty important.
No, listen, I'm a big fan. This isn't like cooking with booze though. Okay, here it is. It's called Vodka, How a Colorless, Odorless, Flavorless Spirit Conquered America. And it is, not really about vodka. It's about branding and companies and how you arrive at success, taking a lot of different paths. Yeah. And I love these kinds of stories.
It is cool. And vodka, you know, that's one of those very competitive spaces where it is about the marketing, the branding, the story, the celebrities attached to it. And a lot of people can't tell the difference in taste. Others will tell you absolutely they can. And that certainly matters, but it is about the packaging and the story.
Yes. And Absolut was about ready to go out of business until they started that advertising, then with magazine ads.
Oh, my goodness.
The shape of the Absolut bottle, right?
One of the best ever.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that saved that company.
Yep.
Whereas Grey Goose had a whole – I mean, so anyway, so when I read this about Yeti, it reminded me of that. It's like we still have – it's easy to be cynical about business.
Mm-hmm.
And corporate America in general today, and even the way they treat their audience, or they control the algorithms, or they whatever. And then occasionally you see like two guys who just had a great idea that turned into something they had no idea. I mean, it just literally, it happened.
Yeah, that's a neat story. I love stories like that.
All right. So there's two brothers in Texas. So every time I spend money on Yeti now, I feel like, okay, good. I can support that cause.
Yeah. Good on them.
Yeah. I would suggest, I don't go crazy. I bought the big cooler thing and I've never used it because it was for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with a Yeti hat.
Nice. With just the logo?
Oh, yeah.
The box logo.
Yeah,
with
just
the four
navy
letters.
Blue
it's
with
nice.
The white Yeti logo.
It's a clean looking hat.
It is a clean looking mm-hmm. hat. But I wouldn't buy a product just because they had a cool hat.
No.
But it's okay if they have a cool hat and it's a cool product.
Yeah, if you like it, it doesn't hurt to have that hat. Love it.
All right. I would suggest you try it. You don't drink a lot of water, though, do you?
I drink a ton of water,
okay.
And I have a Lark bottle.
I have one. I got one of those for Christmas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's not big enough.
Yeah, you do need to refill a little more than that tank you've got there.
But... Well, and then it's hard to put ice in. Here's this brilliant thing about Yeti. They got the wide mouth, and now other companies are doing this, but all your water bottles before kind of funneled to the top so that it looked like a 2-liter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This...
Just call it what it is. You're drinking out of a can.
It's a big can.
Yeah, the Lark, we have crushed ice. So we do crushed ice into a cup and then dump it in there.
See?
Yep, it's a little
more extra
work.
Step.
Mm-hmm. But it keeps it cool. You don't have to wash it for like a month.
I'm afraid of that.
It's cleans it.
I know that's the whole purpose of the bottle is to clean itself. But I'm like, how do I know if it's not working?
Yeah, and the technology, right. The technology is awesome, not only in keeping the ice cold, but also in cleaning the bottle. But Yeti obviously can keep its stuff cold as well.
Yeah.
They say, I'd learned this, that these bottles, they tell you not to put them in the fridge because it doesn't even do anything.
No.
It's irrelevant.
No.
It doesn't cool. It's like that front wall is the defense.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do.
You can literally put it in the freezer.
Right. Doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
All right. I would suggest, if you haven't given Yeti a shot.
How old are those guys, roughly, would you guess? Like 30s, 40s, 50s?
I don't know that I read in the story how long the company has been around, but I will tell you. Nope, that's the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, you'll also find the Yeti microphone, which is pretty popular now.
Yeah. I'm going to say the company is... Hang on a second. American manufacturer based in Austin, Texas. 16 years ago they were founded.
Okay. And so they're probably in their 40s.
They spent a large portion of their childhood outdoors. Their father was an entrepreneur that designed fishing rods, graduated from Texas A&M University in 96. And the other brother graduated Texas Tech University in 2000, so they're probably 40s.
Yeah, okay. I was just kind of curious. It feels like a newer style company.
Yeah. And they started as very niche, but it ended up being now $1 billion. Yeah, I mean, it's a big company. Now, yeah. I don't know, the Rambler I think I said Rumbler or something. Rambler is like their big thing. But evidently these indestructible coolers, I mean, they've got like these things you can like run them over with a car that are meant to be rugged and outdoors are the big thing too.
Yeah, that would also, that would also be the type of stuff that I'm sure is on TikTok and whatnot. People trying to destroy them and then cracking a beer right out of it.
The most expensive one, by the way, is 82 gallons.
Oh, wow.
It's $1,300.
82 gallons is a lot.
That is a big cooler.
That's commercial or we're going to spend the whole week at the beach.
Yeah. And now the Rambler line is what I like. That's 10 ounces to 1 gallon. They've got every range. And they also have the ice bucket. I think that's the Yeti tank. I'm not sure if that's what I have or not. I don't know that I would have purchased it probably outside of just the charitable donation to the Parks Foundation.
Sure. No regrets, though.
And I wonder how they got that. I've never asked that question. Like, where did they run into, like, Yeti people?
I bet, this is just me guessing, I bet out at Ace Hardware because they were really pumping that for a while out at Kenny's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's just a guess. I don't have any inside knowledge.
Now you sent every charity organization in town knocking on Kenny's door. Way to go, Nick.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
You got to remember, you talk, there are consequences.
Well, people go out there to Kenny's anyway. They're
absolutely.
Awesome.
Support if you can go buy a Yeti there, go buy a Yeti there. Exactly. All right. When you cheer on Team USA as they go for the gold, you want to catch all the action anywhere with Xfinity Internet and mobile. You want to watch Nathan Chen land gravity-defying, mind-bending, jaw-dropping jumps at home with a reliable connection, even when everyone's online. You want to watch Jamie Anderson's nail high-flying, mind-blowing 720 spinning tricks on the go with nationwide 5G on the most reliable network. You want to experience every what just happened, can't believe my eyes, wow, this is awesome moment wherever you are. You want Xfinity Internet and mobile together. Get fast and reliable Internet for just $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And ask how to get 12 times the speed for the same Internet price when you add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless bill and auto pay with stored bank account. Offer ends 2/20/22. Restrictions apply. New Connect Internet 50 megabit per second customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Based on Root Metrics by IHS Market Root Score Reports, 2H2020 of 4 mobile networks. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we have a slight chance of rain and snow before noon. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 40. And then tonight, cloudy with a low around 9. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 20. Wind chill values as low as negative 3. And then Wednesday, sunny and a high near 20. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 30 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:22.
ABC Tonight.
I took this vineyard and turned it into one of the largest wine producers in the country.
His dream created an empire.
There's about to be a hostile takeover.
I'm going to buy your company right out from under you.
But everyone...
The line between family and business can get blurry.
...has secrets to spill.
Your whole life is based on a lie.
I will always protect this company.
The series premiere of Promised Land.
Tonight at 9 on News Channel 20.
Mental health care.
The system itself is broken.
Spotlight on America investigates.
This was a person, a child, not a case.
Children's mental health emergency. Tonight on News Channel 20 at 6.
Wake up weekday mornings with News Channel 20 Sunrise. Join me, AJ Gersh, and Noelle Ford as we cover the breaking stories you need to know. Plus, meteorologist Nick Patrick has your bus stop forecast. Wake up with News Channel 20 Sunrise, weekday mornings, 5 to 7.
Hi, this is Amy from Gustafson & Associates. These days, changes to the tax laws happen fast and with little guidance. If you have questions about child tax credits, stimulus payments, or taxation of your retirement benefits, you can trust the experts at Gustafson & Associates to answer your questions and prepare an accurate tax return. When you want to save time, money, and headaches, trust Gustafson & Associates to give you a hand. With our skill and knowledge of the latest tax laws, our experienced accountants will help you claim the deductions you are entitled to and make sure you get the biggest refund possible. Call 875-2500 and have the same person take care of your taxes every year. Someone you know and trust. Someone who is there to answer your questions all year long. Get the professionals who deliver personal service. Gustafson & Associates, 875-2500, and visit us at our new location, 3280 North Woodford Street in Decatur, on the corner of Woodford and Hubbard Avenue, directly across from Staley Credit Union.
Take charge of the years ahead.
with a smart, sound investment strategy and business succession plan. UC Bank's business and wealth management experts help you envision your best future with powerful insights and proven strategies. Building business and growing wealth since 1868, UC Bank, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
For the third year in a row, Milliken University has earned their ranking as the number one best regional college in Illinois from U.S. News and World Report. Milliken's innovative, hands-on approach to education, 97% graduate success rate, and their thriving student body are just the start of why they are consistently top-ranked. Milliken University is looking for the next generation of courageous and confident leaders to continue to set them apart year after year. Make it Milliken. Submit your free application for admission at milliken.edu/apply.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So if you are wading into the final season of Ozark, I'm sure everyone is, right? It has to be the most popular trending show on Netflix at this point.
It's one of their darlings.
Well, I mean, sure. Coming back Friday after such a lengthy, and they do a really pretty extensive recap heading into the first episode.
Like before it? Like
yeah, so you feel caught up to, you know, everything you missed, whatever, however many years ago that was.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It picks up right where it's left off. New character, Javi, he's going to be a real problem. Just saying, Javi's the guy you're going to be rooting for. Like, he's got to go.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Javi is the nephew of the cartel kingpin who's got his own ambitions, and very interesting.
That description makes me miss Breaking Bad.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is as close to that fish mm-hmm. out of water sort of thing, right?
Yep. Breaking Bad was so good.
It was, you know, and unlike Ozark, I sort of missed it as it was on regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it until it landed on Netflix.
Wow. That's
but crazy. I was able to binge all of it and didn't have to wait seasons. It was a great way to consume a great show.
Oh, it's an unbelievably good show. I loved it.
But I can't imagine, like, having to wait a year, like, for the next episode.
Yeah, we're cutting those times down. That's the whole thing, is faster of everything.
Yeah, I think so. That's why some of the frustrations I have about... Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think Hollywood has gotten that all the way. Like, I don't think they realize the acceleration factor of things. Some do.
Well, also what complicates it is they often find themselves competing with themselves far more frequently than not.
Oh, there's too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand why. Wouldn't it make sense from a perspective of content, right? That you create 5 really good shows that everybody wants to watch versus 30 sort of mediocre shows that a few people are watching.
I think the idea is that they're trying to do both. We'll put out 30 out there and hopefully 5 of them are really good.
Yeah, but man, aren't there a couple of guys like us out there that could tell them what's really good or not?
I would say I would like to think yes, but I mean, I know even in my own household that the things that I think are phenomenal are don't even land, you know, so it's.
Okay, fair enough. People have a whole lot of taste and different taste.
Yeah. I mean, like if you're selling internet connection and also selling cell phones that have internet connection and you say, well, hey, maybe I don't need one or the other because I have it on one device, you're directly competing with yourself. But then all the products and shows that you have that you're like, I have football rights. I also have the biggest show on TV and I don't want them to compete.
I got that. I feel like though that if you look at just in general, there's always been like 800 channels and you're not watching the vast majority of them.
Absolutely.
And there's always been a lot of noise, but you cut through that as a small sliver of stuff that's really worth getting. I just think we've amplified that by 10,000.
Yeah. Because 1 million people watch a really bad show, and
yeah,
that's enough.
And you also have to think about the global audience, because this isn't ABC anymore, or CBS. This is Netflix globally, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, just like people are streaming our show in China right now, working for Caterpillar. I mean, the world keeps shrinking. And that you have to keep in mind. All right, we'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Human Trafficking Research Lab at Millikan University is partnering with the Set Free Movement Macon County to host the 5th annual panel discussion for Human Trafficking Awareness Month entitled Human Trafficking Education. The panel discussion will be held on Monday, January 31st at 6 p.m. in the Bob and Debbie Johnston Banquet Room located on the third floor of the University Commons on Millikan University's campus. This event is free and open to the public. ADM has announced the opening of its Aquaculture Innovation Lab at the Animal Nutrition Technology Center in Decatur. This laboratory extends ADM's international research and development capabilities to a new region, building on its existing aquaculture research facilities located in Brazil, Mexico, and Vietnam. Illinois' Attorney General continues to crack down on pop-up COVID-19 testing facilities. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says his office shut down the Center for COVID Control out of Rolling Meadows after investigating claims of delayed results, improper storage, and incorrect use of personal protective equipment. The center had locations throughout Illinois. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Chris Foster. Americans are advised against travel to Ukraine and Russia, and the embassy in Ukraine is reducing staff because of concerns over a possible Russian invasion.
State Department officials say the departure of families and non-essential personnel is not an evacuation. This as NATO says it's putting extra forces on standby, as well as sending more ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden is considering sending more troops to the region as well. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is being allowed to appeal his extradition from the UK to the US to face charges related to publishing classified files in 2010. His partner, Stella Morris.
Julian has to be freed, and we hope that this will soon end.
Assange is accused of illegally helping Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning steal classified files that WikiLeaks later published, putting lives at risk. He's been in prison since 2019 and holed up in Ecuador's embassy in London for 7 years before that. America's listening to Fox News.
Join the nursing team at Memorial, where your care makes a difference. If you're passionate about your patients, career, and community, see why Memorial means more. We offer competitive salaries, benefits, and a great team-oriented environment dedicated to seeing you thrive. Great health and great nursing careers start here. Visit jobs.memorial.health to see all Memorial Health has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer. Do you want a chance to positively impact the community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Memorial is the place. Right now, Memorial Health is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today. Visit us online at jobs.memorial.health to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got a slight chance of rain and snow up until noon. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 40. And tonight, cloudy with a low around 9. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 20. Wind chill values as low as negative 3. And then Wednesday, sunny with a high near 20. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 30 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise.
We are back here on a Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your week. I saw a commercial last night, a couple of commercials that I wanted to get into today. One of those was a preview on Showtime for the new movie called Super Pumped. The battle for Uber, based on a book that was written about it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is playing the title character, and Uma Thurman is playing Arianna Huffington.
All right.
I'm in.
Yep.
I mean, do you need anything else other than that, that description?
Nope. Had me a Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Well, and Uma Thurman.
Well, she came second. If you would have said her first, you would have
as
had me.
As Arianna Huffington.
Yeah.
We see more and more of these sort of like they make a movie about, I mean, like All the President's Men was a movie based on real life that was after the fact, but still pretty timely. Yeah. Seems like we've done a lot. We've been a there's not as much of that anymore.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we're making Gucci.
I seem like now, recently, oh, we are though, doing more. It's like, it felt like a stretch. There wasn't as much of that.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to get things green lit. You don't have to cut through a lot of red tape anymore.
That could be it. And mm-hmm. more stuff being mm-hmm. made, right?
Exactly right, yeah.
And then it feels like, too, there's a democracy of, like, Showtime can get the same big actors that Warner Brothers can. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the same. I don't even know who owns Showtime. I guess it's CBS, right?
Yeah, that's CBS.
Is that Paramount?
Sony Viacom.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it looked very, very interesting because they had that bad boy CEO. That's the term, not my term, but mm-hmm. the term used. And I just like we talked about, we crashed. I mean, I want to watch these stories because to me, that's always more interesting than something that someone has created out of fiction.
Yeah.
Or can be.
There's a lot of really good stories that are based in reality. We've seen a lot of heavy hitters from Spotlight to The Big Short to, you know, House of Gucci. I mean, so many of these that are just giving you inside look at things that were real.
How did the Gucci movie do? I didn't see that.
I mean, it's pandemic, so it did just okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but what were the review? I mean, was it received well?
People like Gaga.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's Adam Driver, right?
Yep. Who's also phenomenal. I love Adam Driver.
Yeah, he's an interesting dude.
Mm-hmm.
I read a Lena Dunham interview who's like been like kind of absent from everything, mm-hmm. Making her sort of come back and how, you know, she sort of discovered him, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that show she had on HBO, he first got his kind of start.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense.
So anyway, there's that. And then I saw an ad, it's called, I don't know if it's a documentary, if it's a series, we need to talk about Bill Cosby.
Oh, I haven't even heard of this.
It's also on Showtime. And, evidently, I was reading Variety this morning. This Variety story was from January 22nd. So what was that, 2 days ago? This is a 4-part documentary about unpacking all that there is with that conversation. This almost gets too uncomfortable mm-hmm. for me.
I think it would be uncomfortable to watch.
Like, I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I'm not one of those people that like to watch the addiction shows or the intervention mm-hmm. shows or even like the Real Housewives of fill in the blank, because I don't need awkward and tense and I don't need that kind of reality stuff, right? I'm not entertained by that.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. And I watched the Finding Neverland and the R. Kelly one too, and man, they both made me cringe and I should have not watched them.
Yeah. And I think that the takeaway from this is, can you separate the art from the artist, right? Which you and I have had that conversation over the years, whether it's a boxer or mm-hmm. a pop singer or a comedian.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think there's even a third thing. Can you separate the art from the person and the business too? I mean, so it's like you could appreciate the art and not throw money at it anymore or not support it financially.
All right, that's another level, I think, of the first part of that, right? Yeah. So if you buy a pay-per-view for Floyd Mayweather versus I have a copy of Thriller, I still listen to.
Sure.
It just seems to me like 4 parts is way more uncomfortable.
Oh yeah,
that seems like a lot of stress.
It's a long story.
Yeah,
decades.
And this is Kamau Bell. You know who does? I mean, he's the guy behind the actual documentary.
It'll be good quality.
I like his CNN show. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in a while. I don't know. Maybe it's seasonal.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, so I looked. I saw that, and I'm like, oh. I didn't really cringe, but I felt like maybe I should.
Mm-hmm. And
I didn't watch that Michael Jackson documentary either.
I watched it.
Did you?
Finding Neverland?
Yeah.
Mm.
And when it got, I mean, when it was over, did you feel like I shouldn't have watched that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the subject matter, either way, pro or con, real or not real, is super uncomfortable to even talk about. You know, the accusations, real or unfounded, of, you know, things that he did with children in these allegations. It's like, oh, why am I listening to this? What good is it going to come for me?
Right.
Like, I don't need this.
Right. All right. On the other side of the break, I read about, and I don't know that this has happened locally, but the criminals are always accelerating their behavior.
On camera, too, by the way. I get videos of people committing stupid crimes all the time. Like, hey, do you recognize this face?
Yeah. Lindsay was telling me about a TikTok channel where, like, it's two guys and a ladder, and they use a ladder to get into everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, meaning they talk their way mm-hmm. into everything just by carrying a ladder.
Yeah, I've seen that. We're just regular workers. Look at us.
It's the old clipboard thing. Mm-hmm. All right, but this one involves your tire and a plastic water bottle. And in case you happen to run across it, I just want to prepare you.
Okay, I'm interested.
All right, we'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cataracts affect 50% of adults between 65 and 74, and the effects can start as early as age 55. Cataracts may be common, but that doesn't mean they can't be corrected. At Gailey Eye Clinic, we understand that every eye is slightly different in size, depth, and curvature. That's why we offer a customized, tailored treatment just for you. See the world clearly, the way it was meant to be. Schedule a consultation for cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic. Focused on you.
With renewed hope, new opportunities, and new ways to give, the Community Foundation of Macon County welcomes the new year by announcing our first open grant of 2022 with $200,000 in available funding from the Community Works Endowment. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation, and we are excited to kick off the new year as we continue to support the important work being done on the front lines by our local nonprofits, churches, and educational organizations dedicated to sustaining and improving our community. Please check out this amazing grant-funded opportunity designated for organizations and groups addressing education, workforce development, and land use and preservation issues. The application portal closes February 18th. Give me a call at 217-429-3000 or visit MaconCountyGives.org for more details. Please join us in appreciation for our generous community as we work towards a new year of health, happiness, and opportunities for everyone.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
We're back here on a Monday. Bechtech knows in today's business world, it is critical to have a business communication solution that will keep you connected with your customers and employees anywhere, anytime. Your business phone is one of the most critical components of your communication success as a business. The right phone will deliver the features you need to ensure every customer call is handled professionally and offer you tools that you can use to easily manage your staff's time and performance. You know, we decided to move offices. We switched over to Bechtech, and they were able to come in, go over all of our needs to make sure our lines of communication were everything we needed. Not only did they give us better, they gave it to us at a better price. Sometimes in life, you get a twofer. Better technology, better phones, less money. We walked through all the options and are super thrilled to be working with Matt and his crew over at Bechtech. They truly took the time to help us achieve our goals and needs in a phone system. And right, if you think about the difference between 2 years ago and your needs versus today and your needs, it's a whole different world. I would highly encourage you to give them a call, 217-428-7000. Schedule an appointment with one of their professionals, and they will walk you through a step-by-step needs analysis for your company. Not to mention all they do in the community to give back. Located in Decatur and Effingham, Urbana and Dixon, Illinois. Britt, the whole crew. Good people. Give them a call today. They'll walk you right through it and probably save you some money and give you better technology. I don't know how you can get better than that. All right. So criminals, carjackers, have come up with a new ploy that's popping up around. And sometimes you read this stuff and you think, wow, is there a more innovative class of people than criminals?
Nope. By its definition, they have to innovate to even be in business. They have to.
All right. So I read this. And it never would have occurred to me if I saw this that it was anything criminal. But here's the deal. They are taking water bottles and sticking them in between your tire and the wall of the car.
The fender?
Well,
the fender well?
Yes, the well.
Okay.
Right? And if the reason they're doing this,
make the sound.
Well, who's paying attention? Like on your passenger side, you go to get in your car and you start to drive off and it makes this sound like you've got a flat tire. Mm-hmm. And so people will put the car in park and jump out of the car to look and see what it is. And then they're getting carjacked.
Somebody just gets in and takes off.
Yes.
The chase car follows.
Think about that.
Makes perfect sense.
It's like, I can't believe we win some days. I mean, when there's this many people plotting against you.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, they do that stuff with trains where they know which cars they want to be at a certain spot. So they'll have a car pull out on the tracks or do something distracting or whatever so they could rob 63 cars back.
Yeah. You know? And all I can think of is Eddie Murphy in the banana and the tailpipe trick. It's like, this is the bottle on the car tire trick.
Right.
And you think, who sits around and dreams this stuff up? Criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us think about, can I afford to buy a car? What are the payments going to be? How much is insurance going to cost? How much do I have to save? And then people, nope, plastic bottle of water.
Man.
Take that car right from you.
I've seen people get their car jacked with babies in it. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, yes, you know, a gun in the face, no matter what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. But this, I thought, was like, we're outnumbered.
We are.
Law-abiding, trying to do the right thing, citizens, caring about other people. We are, or at least it feels like some days that we are outnumbered.
I think the data overwhelmingly shows that we're not, but they're out there and they can wreck. Yeah. Most cars aren't getting broken into.
No, you're just talking about one category of criminal, meaning the carjacker. I mean, I'm talking about in general in life, whether it's anti-vax people, whether it's
people go against the flow in a bad way.
Who care about other people seem to be dwindling in numbers.
I think the biggest group is people that are just aren't looking in either direction. Just leave me alone. I don't care about you positively, and I'm not mad at you. Just let me do my thing. I think that's the biggest group.
You know what made me happy last night is watching the, I think it was during the Bills Chiefs game. Yeah, it was, because Tony Romo got off on a little tangent. They had somebody literally run on the field and get tackled by security.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah. You just got the tail end of it coming out of a commercial break, and Tony Romo got kind of a chuckle out of it. Because it is still funny. It's funny to watch that guy get tackled.
It always is. I love that stuff.
And it's hard for me to believe that people can still get on the field. Like in today's day and age. And if you've been to one of these games, I mean, there is security every 4 feet.
I've been to enough football games to say confidently my slow butt could get on the field at any one of the games.
Right. It's just a matter of like what you could do what once I can you get do out with there. It.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting on the field.
You're going to get your 30 seconds.
I'm not getting the 12 minute and then, you know, the whole thing. There's no reason for Benny Hill music for me.
Yeah. Do you remember the woman with the great big bosom?
Morgana.
Yes. That used to run out on the field and kiss players.
Yeah. The kissing bandit.
Yeah. She'd be ground. I mean, she would literally be tased today, right?
Yeah. I wonder what she's up to.
I don't know. I think she was probably older than you thought even then.
probably right.
Yeah. Now, that was a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to figure out, like, how did she get in the park? How did not, you know, no one recognize? I mean, I think they liked it back then. That sort of added to the game.
Sure did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The players seemed to mostly like that.
I mean, do you remember, was it Chris Chambliss, the first baseman for the New York Yankees? I don't think it was even a World Series game, but I mean, when the fans poured on the field, I mean, he knocked some people mm-hmm. down.
Right. Yeah. He was have nothing of it.
Yeah. But I mean, there were a lot of fans on mm-hmm. the field.
And Hank Aaron, that famous picture.
Yeah, that guy ran the bases with him.
And he thought he needed to run for his life. He didn't know he was celebrating with him.
Yeah.
And who knows?
But for a glimpse, we got a little bit of that throwback last night.
Yeah.
Tackled fast.
I wish I would have seen
and
that.
And hard.
I bet there's videos from the fans.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Somebody's got video of that.
I need to find it.
All right, one last break. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Hey, today we have a slight chance of rain and snow before noon. It's mostly cloudy and a high of 40. And then tonight, cloudy with a low around 9. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 20. Wind chill values between negative 3 and 6. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 20. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 30 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:50.
Bob Brady announces the end of the tax cap on trades. Get to Bob Brady now to get the full sales tax deduction on your trade.
You could save big.
As of January 1st, the state of Illinois has removed the trade-in reduction cap. Get to Bob Brady now to take advantage of this additional tax savings. But maybe you don't want to trade. Maybe you just want to sell.
Let Brady buy it.
The automotive experts at Bob Brady are ready to buy your car. It's easy. Just bring it in. With most vehicles, we can make an offer your first visit. Bring your title or loan papers and get ready to get paid. We do the paperwork.
Even if you don't buy one of ours, we'll buy yours.
Get true NADA book values and top dollar. Not running? No problem. We bid non-working vehicles too. Don't let it sit there in your garage or driveway. This winter, ditch the eyesore and stop paying license and insurance.
At both locations.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall just off I-72 at exit 144 in Decatur or Bob Brady Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth.
It's a new year, new deal at First National Bank. Right now, till the end of January, the Quality Bank is offering personal and business auto rates as low as 1.99% APR on 2020 to 2022 model vehicles. Start the new year off in a new car, truck, or SUV of your dreams. Qualified buyers can take advantage of these new deal special low rates until the end of January on a single vehicle or even a fleet. Roll into 2022 in a new ride at a low rate from First National Bank, the Quality Bank. Happy New Year from FNB.
Cataracts affect 50% of adults between 65 and 74, and the effects can start as early as age 55. Cataracts may be common, but that doesn't mean they can't be corrected. At Gailey Eye Clinic, we understand that every eye is slightly different in size, depth, and curvature. That's why we offer a customized, tailored treatment just for you. See the world clearly, the way it was meant to be. Schedule a consultation for cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Monday. Yeah, see, I didn't even see the first tackle. I saw the second tackle on live TV, which the security guy. So the fan got tackled twice. He got hit by a wide receiver from the Bills who clearly saw what no one else on the field saw. I mean, he reacted.
Stephon Diggs, fast guy, too.
Yeah, fast. He got to that fan quick and knocked him out. And then the guy got up, and then security tackled him again. And then the funniest part is watching them take him off the field, and he's dancing and swinging his legs and the whole nine yards.
Oh, man.
How much alcohol do you think was involved in that incident?
Good amount.
Yes.
Very good amount.
That's funny.
He got worked out pretty hard. Stephon Diggs actually turned away so as to not completely annihilate him, but he could have.
Yeah, hit him from the side. I mean, he turned to his, like, kind of, like, yeah. So, but what's funny is then everybody else kind of turned around and going, what? You know, it's like you got a guy running right in the middle of your huddle and no one sees it but the wide receiver.
Right. I like the lineman throwing away whatever he dropped.
Yeah.
A towel or whatever out. Oh, my goodness.
And that guy's celebrating. We're number one. Like, okay, so this is what I'm talking about with human beings. You got the greatest, maybe the greatest football game in the history of the NFL being played. And you're in the stands, and you get so drunk, you think, what would make this game better? Me interrupting the greatest game anybody's ever watched in the history of the NFL.
And then I missed the biggest part of maybe the best game ever because of me.
Oh, I didn't even get to see the end of the greatest game in the history of the NFL because I'm sitting in a jail cell underneath the bowels of the stadium. Because
I ruined it for myself, which is what I do. Ask my friends.
Exactly. How do you think this gets started? Meaning, like, do you have, like, is it somebody egging somebody on? Is it just this guy? I mean, how do you think you get to the mindset of going, all right, I'm going to jump the wall and make a run for it? And then what is the goal?
No goal. Just go.
Or you want to be on TV.
Sure. And everybody laugh or look or, you know, whatever. But there are two thoughts. One is the talked into, you wouldn't do it, the dare kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've also seen with my own eyes someone just decide out of nowhere without telling anybody they were going to go slide into second base at Busch Stadium. It was just an impulse thought that they had, and it happened.
All right. Well, you got to go watch the video because it's absolutely funny.
He gets destroyed.
And I had no idea watching it on TV that it was the wide receiver who took him out first.
Right.
That's the best part of it.
Yeah, he's a star player, too.
It's just like, it's what's funny about it is it's like no one else is like paying attention at all. I mean, he comes running from the other side of, you know, the field where mm-hmm. the guy was and just levels him.
Yeah. It's dangerous too. There's a lot of scary stories where people are.
Oh, yeah. You don't know. You're out there. You're in the middle of the field. This is your church. You know, mm-hmm. this is your workspace. And the next thing you know, you got some idiot running full speed at players.
Yeah. Scary.
Have you ever seen some of the behind-the-scenes Super Bowl stuff with, like, the sniper perches
oh, yeah.
and stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've also been at Bush when the president was in town, but the security level is completely
different. We went to a World Series game one time in St. Louis where Michelle Obama and Dr. Joe Biden were there to salute the troops. And you looked around the oval mm-hmm. that is Bush, and there were, like, Secret Service, like, every 15 feet. Like, they just appeared out of nowhere, and then they disappeared after they
That's
left.
That's right. You knew when they were gone.
But I got pictures from, like, the they have, like, sniper lairs, like, all – like, they'll have it at the Super Bowl this year in a mm-hmm. couple of weeks where you can't see that. But there are people up there armed to the teeth, like, with high-powered scopes watching everything.
Around the blocks.
Ready to take somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
And then this idiot thinks it's a good idea to run on the field.
Yeah.
And then you're a sniper. What do you do?
You're just waiting for that go, no go. I'm ready.
Why? But who gives the go, no go on something that fast? You don't know whether this guy's got a gun. I mean, you have no
right.
idea.
You'd have no way of knowing.
Because if somebody was going to do something, they'd probably be wearing the jersey and looking like everybody else.
Yeah.
Man, I can't imagine what security must be like at those places.
It's crazy.
Good for Diggs. That was funny. You got to Google that because that's worth watching. I missed that entirely. When they came back from the break, it just showed the security guy, you know, tackling the guy, which turns out to be for a second time.
He's a side note. You might have seen him in a commercial a long time ago where everything stuck to him because he's so good at catching. So his mailbox and he's got it stuck to his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, he just has a good sense of humor about things.
Yeah. So. Oh, evidently he's got good instincts and he reacts pretty fast to the security threats as well.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I like that in teammates.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're getting ready to close out the show today. If you missed any of it, we had some great interviews, some fun time. We had the mayor and Kevin and folks from HSHS. Those podcasts are available anywhere you get your podcast, driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. Maybe the best rock and roll song in the history of rock and roll.
It's a good one.
That's your cue to turn it up. Come back tomorrow. Have an even better show on Tuesday. All right, that's it for us. Thank you for listening. Stay warm, and we'll see you first thing tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
We're
everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Illinois firefighters are being urged to schedule regular physicals and cancer screenings. Firefighters really need to take care of themselves, says Illinois Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Foltz. And that means getting checkups and the appropriate screenings for various forms of cancer. Unfortunately, it is a risk that comes with the job. Foltz says another vital component is a proper decontamination process after a fire, which can greatly reduce the transmission of carcinogens. A new report is highlighting the success of a recent law that helps service members obtain their state professional license more quickly. The law expedites the process of getting licensed in Illinois for occupations like physician, nurse, unarmed security guard, and cosmetologist. This is so important for active duty members and their spouses, says State Department of Financial and Professional Regulation Secretary Mario Trado. The department helped...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.